It was the day of Pentecost. Jesus' followers had gathered to pray when it happened. The Holy Spirit had come on all of them. Now they were filled with power, just as Jesus had promised. The disciples ran outside and began to tell people about Jesus. Lots of people were visiting the city. They came from many lands to celebrate Pentecost. The followers of Jesus found that the Holy Spirit helped them speak in other languages. It was incredible. A crowd quickly gathered. The people were amazed. They could all hear the good news in their own languages. Then Peter stood up and began to speak. He spoke to the crowd for a long time. He explained that God had made a promise many years ago. God promised that one day the Holy Spirit will come on all people. "That day has come," Peter declared. Then Peter told the crowd about Jesus. He told how Jesus was sent by God to teach about God's love. He explained how Jesus healed those who were sick and did other amazing things. Then Peter talked about Jesus' arrest and death on the cross. "But Jesus didn't stay dead," Peter shouted. "God raised Jesus up. Death couldn't hold him down. Every one of us saw Jesus alive. Now Jesus has been taken back to heaven and sits at the right hand of God. Jesus is God's chosen one." Peter explained that now the Holy Spirit would be with everyone who believed and followed Jesus. "This promise is for you, your children, and all the people who hear the good news of Jesus," Peter announced. Everyone was quiet. They were all listening to Peter's story. Many, many people were baptized and became followers of Jesus that day. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit too. When Pentecost was over, they went back to their homes in far-off lands. The Holy Spirit helped them tell the story of Jesus to others. The message of Jesus began to spread to the ends of the earth, just as Jesus had said it would.